Continue our study on hope with help. We glory in tribulations because tribulations brings patience, and patience gives us experience. Experience gives us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. And as we're looking at the hope and the blessed hope we have in Christ Jesus, amen, we have long patience and we wait for it, you know. I thank God. So let me go to 24. I'm going to focus on verse number 15 tonight. And the Word of God says, "And have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust." So part of our hope is in the resurrection. Amen. And we have that blessed hope, especially when we have loved ones and family members that have preceded us in death. Amen. And they're already in heaven. The Bible says, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. But when the trumpets shall sound, the dead in Christ shall raise first. And then those that are alive shall be called up to meet the Lord in the air to ever be with the Lord. So even though their bodies aren't connected, they're going to have a resurrected body, and it'll come up, and we're going to have take on immortality also. And that's when this mortal is taking on immortal, and this corruptible is taking on incorruption. And that's when the Word of God tells us about death is swallowed up in victory. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Amen. So tonight we're going to look at first, this is an eternal hope. It's an eternal hope. And even in death, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 32, I think. What I got here? 14:32. The Bible says in verse 32, Solomon says this. He says, "The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death." Amen? It isn't over until it's over. So in death, God wants you and I to understand that we have a destiny. Amen? So secondly, in destiny, the Word of God says in Titus chapter 2, verse number 12. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Hallelujah. In verse number 12, he says, "Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Amen? So Jesus Christ is going to return for his bride. So we have hope in death. We have hope in the destiny that we have. Amen? And we have hope in displaying, I have. Thirdly, in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 3. The Apostle Peter says this, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." So we have hope. We have hope even in death. We have hope in our destiny. And hope is displaying before us in each and every day. I love that we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Amen. You know, when God wants us to know that it's his children that we're blessed here on earth and in heaven. Amen. There's eternity stands before us. And when I was looking at that, the second thing I was thinking about in our text, when the Apostle Paul was speaking about resurrection, I had it here, it's explosive. It's explosive. You know, could you imagine, just for a moment, for those that are left behind, that didn't make it, when all of a sudden they're seeing people disappear and the graves are popping open and bodies are coming up out of the ground? I thought about something else too. You know, so many times in the day and age we live in, how about those that somebody had a transplanted organ in their body, and that organ, they didn't make it, and the one that had that organ did, and that organ probably was called up too because it probably had the same DNA. I don't know how all that works. We don't have all the answers, but I think it's going to be an explosive time on the earth. It's going to be quite a terrible time, especially for the apathetic Christian or the Christian that knew the Lord and knew all this but didn't prepare himself for it. Amen? And all of a sudden, it came, and it said, only if I had 1 minute. And when you look at this, he says, at the last trump, when the trumpet will sound, it would be the trumpet will sound in a twinkling of an eye. It's that quick. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to repent and come back like that. It just doesn't work. That's why God says to you and I how valuable and how important it is to prepare ourselves now. Because no one knows the hour or the time. We know the season. We know it could be any time. But none of us know the exact time. Amen? Matter of fact, the Bible says that God didn't even tell his son Jesus. And if God didn't tell his son Jesus, somebody that's speaking about it and trying to put a date on it, I don't believe God gives us a date. We can look at the seasons. We can look at the times. And we know it's in a time and season. How can we know when it's time? It's because everything's been fulfilled according to Scripture. Amen? And so then we have that expectation of his return. So he gives us part of this resurrection is to redeem us. In Psalms 49:15, the Word of God says in verse 15, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Amen? You know, in 1 John, the Word of God says, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. This isn't a think so, maybe so, perhaps so. So we're walking in this life. So he sent his word to receive. All, it's important to redeem, but also to receive. It's in other words, in John chapter 5, verse number 24, the words of Jesus. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life, and he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Amen? This is our blessed hope. And when I was looking at it, I was reminded about when Lazarus died, and he had been in the grave for 4 days, and Jesus is coming, and the Bible says that Jesus wept, and there's a school of thought. He wept because of their unbelief, but he also wept, I believe, because it was his friend. Amen? Lazarus was dear to him, okay? But Jesus said this in John 11:25-26. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? In other words, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, in other words, as a church, if we don't believe in the resurrection, and we don't believe in the life, we don't believe in the word, and we're not believing in Jesus. Amen? And he says in this text, in Acts 24, the resurrection, he says, for the just and for the unjust. What does he say? Resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Amen? And to me, that's the time to examine. To examine. Amen? It is examining. It's examining in our hearts. In our hearts. In hearts. In Psalms 26, 2, how many know that, let me say this to everyone, how many know that God knows everything that's going on before it happens to speak to the situations when people don't even realize it, that like these things were prepared a week ago, but God knew what was going to happen today. And God ministers into that place today. You know, he sometimes amazes me when I study, and then something comes up and happens, and oh, that's what you were showing me, and it's happening. Amen. He says in Psalms 26, verse 1, he says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Amen? Amen? In other words, we're not to try. We're not trying. We're examining ourselves. God's the judge. We're not here to judge anyone. What you do is between you and the Lord. Amen? But he wants you and I to understand. He says, the time is short. He's at the door. He's returning soon. If you see everything that's taking place in our government, in our nations, in our world, you know it's getting ready to consummate his return. Amen? So I say I have a heart of expectation. He examines in habits. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. He says this. He says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or rejected. Amen? Amen? In other words, this calls for self-examination. So we have it in our hearts, in our habits, but also in honor, in honor. In Romans chapter 2, verse number 6, he says this, he said, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor, eternal life. No, honor and immortality, eternal life. So what is he saying to you and I tonight in this word? He says, our hope is eternal. We have hope in death. We have hope in destiny. We have hope that is displaying itself before us. It's explosive, like in the resurrection, to redeem. The resurrection comes to receive his children to himself, and to resurrect the ones that have already going on to be with the Lord. It's an examining, and he says he's examining the just and the unjust. So God says for us to examine our hearts, check out our habits, and is our hearts and our habits bringing him honor? Our hearts and our habits. How many have habits? Anybody have habits in here? Amen. So what he is saying to us tonight, he says, we as God's children have eternal hope that's going to be explosive at the resurrection. We are examining ourselves for eternity. Amen. Have you ever waited for, I was coming home riding down the highway today, and there was a traffic jam on 81, and traffic was moving really slow, and I kind of felt myself getting impatient with the stopped traffic. You know, does anybody ever get that way? Is it just me? And it was just, and this time was just a few moments. But can you imagine eternity? You know, we look at our lifespan. We're in the covenant of Abraham, which is 120 years. Not many fulfill the covenant of Abraham and live 120, but 120 is the covenant we're under of the Abraham covenant. And even at 120 years, and this life that we have, it's just a moment compared to eternity. Amen? So I guess what the Lord is saying to us there, he is not trying to bring any condemnation on anybody, but what he's saying is, hey, have your heart prepared. Be ready. Amen? Be ready. I don't know, every morning when you get up and you have a job to go to, you get ready. You get prepared. Yeah. You get up, and if you shower in the mornings, you get your shower, you get your coffee, hopefully you get in the Word, you're getting ready for the day, you're getting yourself prepared, amen, for what's coming for that day. And God says in the same way, prepare yourself for me, amen, prepare your heart and your life for me, because I love you with a never-ending love. And with my loving kindness, I have drawn you. Amen. Amen. How many know that it's wonderful that God loves us all? Amen. And all those things where there seemed to be no way, where according to man that said that would never happen, how God makes things happen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I see God manifest himself all the time. He's a super duper God. Amen. He is just super duper. So can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman and young person in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call that's on each and every one of our lives, Father God. The call of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change, Father God. But what's called to change is us, Father God. Lord, so if there's things in our lives that you're revealing to us, Father God, help us to make the change. Help us to make the move that we need to move, Father God. Give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness and for your name and for your word, Father God. Minister to our hearts and lives like never before. And Lord Jesus, not only minister to our lives, use us as vessels for your glory and your honor to minister to others. I will never cease to give you praise and glory for this. Father, pray for the food and the time of fellowship downstairs. Be with us, Father God. I will never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.